My name is Lisa, and one day a year, I walk through the city dressed as a zombie. My name is Lisa, and welcome to the Miscellany Podcast, where I share interesting but true experiences. And this episode is my story. Every year, thousands of people dressed as zombies converge on the Adelaide CBD and imitate an episode of The Walking Dead. This is about the Adelaide Zombie Walk and how and why I fell in love with it. We all know how important it is to use our brain. It is a magnificent machine that controls everything from our thoughts and dreams to basic motor skills to bodily functions that we take for granted. Without this incredible organ, we would cease to exist as we know it. We would become mindless zombies. 6 years ago, I chose to do just this, and I loved it. So, what is a zombie? A zombie is a fictional supernatural character that is a reanimated corpse or undead. It's also a rum cocktail, but that's not really relevant to this. The name has its origins in West Africa and spread through South America and the Caribbean and is most known as a Haitian term. In literature, the idea of the undead rising up and terrorizing people started with classics like Shelley's Frankenstein and H.P. Lovecraft. Zombie movies were being made from the 1930s, but it wasn't until Night of the Living Dead in the late 60s that they started craving human flesh, particularly brains. Although this movie was based on the book I Am Legend, which was about vampires, it started a large horror genre. In the mythology, zombies are created in a variety of ways. You are the unfortunate victim of a ritual, voodoo or otherwise. You are exposed to radiation or toxic chemicals. You catch a nasty infection or virus. You're experimented on by an unethical scientist. And in all the cases above, if you are bitten by a zombie, you'll also become a zombie. There are differences in zombies. Some are slow moving and lurching. Some are fast and frenzied. And some even break into dance when Michael Jackson sings. If a zombie is trying to kill you, sure, you can take out the limbs to reduce mobility, but the surefire way to kill a zombie is to aim for the head. Accuracy is the key. I'm sorry if that sounds a little harsh, but this information, it may just save your life one day. So now you know a bit about zombies. What does this have to do with me? In 2011, I took part in the Adelaide Zombie Walk for the first time and have attended every year since, either as a zombie or a spectator. I'd heard about the Zombie Walk previously through word of mouth. However, it wasn't until 2010 that I saw it for myself. My sister-in-law was getting married in Adelaide and the female part of the bridal party was staying in the city the night before. We were chilling in our hotel room when suddenly we saw police lights flashing outside. We looked out the window and watched a horde of people dressed as zombies lurch down Grenfell Street. Some of the wedding party were curious and bemused. Others were horrified. I just knew I was wishing I was one of them. By the next year, I'd forgotten all about it until a friend mentioned going and watching it. Watch it? I remember shrieking, "We should do it!" We quickly threw together some costumes, met up with some friends who were also going, and took part in my first zombie walk. The Adelaide Zombie Walk is a free, not-for-profit annual community event where people dressed as zombies walk or stagger down the streets of the CBD. It is a chance to raise funds for charity, dress up, and have a lot of fun in a friendly atmosphere, albeit one out of a horror movie. The charity Adelaide Zombie Walk supports, Food Bank, is the largest food relief organisation in South Australia. They work as a link between welfare agencies that struggle to provide food to people in need and food growers, manufacturers and sellers who are unable to sell food. In 2014, Food Bank provided over 4 million meals around the state. The same year, the Adelaide Zombie Walk had approximately 15,000 participants who raised almost $16,000 and 411 kilograms of non-perishable food items. This goes to show that although they are dead, zombies have very big hearts. It starts in the city at a gathering point where there are stalls, live music, and costume competitions. Some people spend lots of time and money on incredible costumes. Others, like myself, throw something together quick, cheap, and easy, whether it's using an old workout fit or a nightgown and slippers. This is possibly my favourite part of the day because I love taking photos of the other zombies and just soaking in the fun atmosphere. Then, as the sun goes down, all of the zombies walk and lurch through the streets of Adelaide. It is a set path, all directed by the zombie walk team. The streets are shut down to cars and spectators watch on the sidelines. Some excited, others bemused and horrified, like we were so many years earlier. It is expected that although the zombies are suitably in character, they are always respectful to the spectators and nearby buildings and cars. It is a great activity to do as a small group or a large one, and it is family friendly, so kids of all ages are welcome. My daughter has taken part twice now and she loves it. She hasn't quite mastered saying brains yet, but I'm working on her. Now she's a little older, I'm involving her in the planning process, and this year we're talking about going as Anna and Elsa from Frozen. She hasn't quite sold me on that one yet. Once the walk is over, you can dance up a storm at the after party or find a restaurant in town that will serve you. The face paint comes off and we find our brains again. We think about life, work, paying our bills, stresses and anxieties, and how long until we can next dress up in a silly costume and walk through the streets horroring about brains. The Miscellany is hosted by the Gawler Broadcasting Association. Thank you to the GBA team for being the pink juicy brains behind this podcast. Music is Daydream Heartbeat by Poddington Bear. Please subscribe for future episodes. Like the Miscellany podcast and GBA Gawler Broadcasting Association on Facebook. And check out the Adelaide Zombie Walk on the 14th of October. I'll be the one dressed as a zombie.